Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Texter says if Bryce had a decent O-line, he'd be a great quarterback. He won the Heisman. He can make throws and play really well if he has a halfway good players around him. Well, Texter, I got news for you. Winning the Heisman means nothing when you step on a field on a Sunday. And I mean nothing. I get no disrespect to winning the Heisman, but winning the Heisman has never correlated to NFL success. Have there been Heisman Trophy winners that have went on and had good NFL careers? Sure. But like that, to me, that just doesn't mean anything. I don't care if you win the Heisman. You play on Sunday, that's a different game. A completely different game.
I am looking at what were Bryce Young's stats in 2021, his Heisman Trophy winning season. 4,800 yards, 47 pass touchdowns, 7 interceptions in 15 games for Alabama. It helps that you have the most elite receiving room basically anybody in college football is putting together.
And the best coach ever.
Yeah. And look, you're still playing an SEC schedule, right?
Great, so
you're still playing
line.
A whole lot of really good teams and a lot of really good defenses. But those stats are also propped up a little bit by, I'm sure, his performances in the weaker games, yeah. The weaker opponents that they faced. When you've got everything stacked your way, you got the best O-line, the best receivers, the best protection, the best tight ends, the best everything, the best scheme, it's a lot easier to be successful. When you move into the NFL and you've got an awful O-line and you've got awful receivers and you've got awful tight end protection and no running back, and I'm talking the last couple years, I'm not talking about this season specifically, you're less likely to find that immediate success.
Yeah, it's true. Kevin Buggs on the Hub City Spartanburgers text line says, as a Bills fan, I'm pretty sure all Dalton will have to do is hand the ball off. He should never throw. The Bills' run defense is terrible. Each running back should have over 100 yards. That's an interesting point, Kevin. It really is. And I appreciate you getting in on that.
I did see a lot of conversation around whether or not to keep giving the ball to Chuba Hubbard, or to give the carries to
Rico.
Rico, how am I blanking on names at the moment? I wasn't planning on going here. So, and the conversation was Rico's only a 1-year rental player, whereas Chuba is on your roster. He's got a contract. You're going to be paying him a lot of money for a lot of years. So that might be the dumbest thing I've ever heard, and it came out of the mouth of a pretty smart guy. Right? He said, give it to your less talented back because you're going to be paying him a lot of money for a couple of years. Don't give it to the guy who is clearly the better football player because you're only going to have him for like 10 more games.
You know what I look at yesterday? Carolina, Rico had 17 carries for 79 yards. Chuba had 14 for 31. Neither running back scored, but which was more effective? Well, One averaged 2.2 yards per carry. The other averaged 4.6, more than double. So Rico, if you watch the game, as most of us did, Rico was the better back yesterday. Chuba had a few nice runs, but Rico was still the better back. You still have to ride with a hot hand. And now that Bryce Young's not going to be your quarterback for a few weeks, you've really got to lean. Hey, as much as Panther fans, Diesel, are upset about that, thank God you got Chuba Hubbard back. Like now, yeah, Andy Dalton's the quarterback, but you've got now not one, but two good running backs. And going against Buffalo is going to be super tough, but you've played well at home this year. And, of course, we'll talk about it more, but I don't know, man. I'm not hitting the panic button yet.
Well, it begs the question, why wouldn't you try to find somebody who will pay you something for Chuba Hubbard and keep Rico Dowdle?
Yeah, you could. You know? Maybe like having that depth. Around the NFL also, super disappointed Sunday morning in the Jaguars. I mean, a 35-7 loss to the L.A. Rams, and the Rams are a good team. Don't get me wrong. They're now 5-2 on the season. But the Jags have just been too inconsistent under Trevor Lawrence. It's just far too much inconsistency. And if you want to talk about a team that has potential now 4-3, there's way too much inconsistency. So I don't know what the deal is there.
So we're going to do a little test live on the air.
All right,
okay. You have that audio still available? Okay.
Yep.
I'm going to give my headset over to Stacey Bartrow from WORD 98.9, Voice of the Carolinas. And I want to know, what do you hear from this clip?
And have you prefaced anything or any?
I've given her a little heads up as to what happened.
All right.
And I'm going to leave it up to you to determine, do you hear a B or do you hear an F?
All right, Stacey, you ready?
Uh-huh.
All right, you ready?
Oh.
One more time. I have to hit it quick because I don't want the whole word to go over the air.
Yeah.
Ready? One more time. Is that a B or a F? One more time.
That's one of the things where you have to hear within its full context.
Let's do this. Let's take it off the air, take it out of program, and play it back for her so she can hear the whole clip. So that
can you hear it now?
Let me see. Hit it.
No, she can't hear it now.
No, I can't hear it.
Hold on. What about now?
That's a buh. That's a buh.
She says buh.
Yeah.
So she can hear the whole clip, though, now.
Listen, here's the thing.
So you think you said bucks?
Yes, and I know you're nervous that you don't want to play it on the air because you're just not sure what he said. He wants to be on the radio, so I would think that he would.
And he's never cursed. Rick's never cursed.
But Rick's also a weirdo who says that
maybe he was drinking.
He says that he has an ice cream shop where his son operates a male stripper pole business.
But that doesn't have anything to do with this word. Stacey says buh. There you go.
I say buh.
Breaking
and
news.
Don't be messing with my boy Trevor. I love that kid.
Who? Trevor Lawrence?
Yes.
Well, he's just too inconsistent. Too inconsistent.
Don't blame it on Trevor.
Okay. Gosh, look at Stacey coming in here. Just, I'm telling you, you might have to take a third chair.
Come over here and bust.
I mean, gosh.
Back in her old digs, too, because she used to work out of this studio years ago.
She doesn't like the Trevor Lawrence slander, does she? He's just been too inconsistent. Sorry. Well. Also, around the NFL, real quick, just these last few minutes. Look, love him or hate him, I know a lot of people have strong feelings on the guy. Caleb Williams and the Bears are playing really good football. They're 4-2 on the year, 26-14 win yesterday. I know the Saints aren't good, but this Caleb Williams guy, I mean, the Ben Johnson, this is a decent little Bears team, man. And we'll see, you know, we'll see as the season goes on.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
at Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
But they're running the ball. Swift's been impressive. Caleb Williams has been impressive. I'm not the biggest Caleb Williams fan either, Diesel, but I didn't know if Ben Johnson would be able to do this so quickly. He has.
Good news for them. They have got one, two, three, probably three built-in wins in a row upcoming. So they've beat the Cowboys, beat the Raiders, the Commanders, and the Saints. Then they go on the road at Baltimore, on the road at Cincinnati, which maybe not quite a given anymore, but we'll see. The Giants at home.
Yeah.
So they could rattle off seven wins in a row. Think about that. Starting 0-2 and then being at that point 7-2. I don't know how sustainable it is because, you know, the Bears, they always make dumb decisions and let guys go they shouldn't let go. But if they can keep this core together, man, this might be a franchise that starts to really rebuild.
What I don't know, Diesel, when you look around the NFL from this past weekend, what do you do if you're an owner of a football team and your team loses to the Cleveland Browns 31-6? The Miami Dolphins now 1-6 on the year, and I had this as one of my overreactions that I didn't get to. That guy's got to be fired immediately. What are we doing, Diesel? This guy is they're 1-6.
Now I'm thinking that Mike McDaniel must have compromising photos of the team owner's wife.
Maybe.
The only way.
And the answer is not Tua either. You go watch these games, yeah. Tolos. Well, Tua is – he's just not seeing the field. And McDaniel is not putting them in a good spot. You've got to do something. This just can't continue. The guy's just pitiful post game.
Yeah.
This is a bad look for the NFL.
1-6. They're gonna lose at Atlanta. They might beat the Ravens. I mean, that's a coin flip at this point. They're going to lose to the Bills. They're going to lose to the Commanders. It's not getting much better from here.
They won't win five games.
Good news is they're going to have the opportunity to draft Tua's replacement.
Yeah, they need to go ahead and hire Mike's replacement, too. Also around the NFL, Diesel, the Chiefs look back. They're 4-3 now. 31-0 yesterday win. And I know the Raiders are not good, but still, the Chiefs are starting to click. That should be a scary thought for the rest of the NFL. Mahomes was brilliant yesterday. No really surprise there. It doesn't shock many people that the Chiefs are figuring it out all of a sudden. The Eagles
don't whisper it into existence.
I know, and just in the same breath, the Eagles looked good yesterday. Touchdown in every quarter, 28-22, win over the Vikings. They're now 5-2. A.J. Brown got involved. And then I think the biggest storyline from the NFL yesterday is the Broncos-Giants. Diesel, the Denver Broncos scored 33 points in the fourth quarter of play.
Epic comeback meets epic collapse at the same time.
How is Brian Daboll not fired?
Both of those things are true at the same time. I mean, God, that performance from Denver across the board in the fourth quarter, it was a thing of beauty. I mean, it will – I know it's not, contextual the same way. It doesn't hold the same weight as, the Falcons.
Yeah.
Blowing that lead to the Patriots.
I just don't know. I don't know, you're Brian Daboll. You're now 2-5. I know Jackson Dart's been a spark, but Diesel, you can't do that. You can't that's grounds for being canned. I mean, a 33-point comeback in one quarter.
And it's not as if it's not as if they weren't scoring in the fourth quarter. The Giants, they put up two touchdowns in the fourth quarter.
I know. It's awful. I mean, that's the most embarrassing choke job I've ever seen in my life.
Also, if your field goal kicker can hit a PAT,
yeah,
you'd win that game because they missed two in the same game by one.
Let's go to the phone lines. Bryant wants to get in at 844-326-3663. What's up, Bryant?
Hey, man, I just wanted to say you gave me the segue into my Denver Broncos and that amazing comeback yesterday. But what I wanted to lay on you guys was that, they put Demaryius Thomas in the Ring of Honor Sunday.
Yeah.
And basically, he died when he was 33. They had a 33-point comeback in the fourth quarter. Oh. The last drive, the winning drive, started with 33 seconds, and they had 2 8-point drives, which is his number 88.
Wow.
Call it
what do you,
kismet,
how do you explain that? How
poetic
do you,
justice, call it a miracle, call it touch from above.
Well,
I don't know.
It's just like, if you guys have been around sports your whole life, you know the Broncos, that's a magical thing, right?
Sure.
Denver and the Broncos, that's a magical thing, like Notre Dame and the Fighting Irish, just, you know, that's what it is there. You know, like, I remember when Peyton Manning was looking for a team to go to and everybody was saying San Francisco. I was telling everybody in my circle, I said, if he's a football guy, he's going to pick Denver because he knows that Denver, they're always there, bro.
Yeah.
They're always there. They're a quarterback away or this player away, but Denver's always there. We had some down years, but we're back now, baby. We're back
and
in
you've
our
got
right
a,
place number one.
And you've got one of the best coaches, Brian. You've got one of the best coaches in the National Football League, too.
But think about the organization as a whole, bro. They've just been winners. I've been watching them since the 70s. They win. You know what I mean? And that feeling is back into my eyes, bro.
I love it. Are you from there, or are you from the upstate?
I'm from Michigan, but my family is between Michigan and Denver. So I
that's
grew
awesome.
Up between Michigan and Denver. So.
That's awesome.
Lions, Pistons, Nuggets, Broncos.
I like
there
it.
There you go.
Thanks, Brian.
You know, there are some programs in college football. There are some franchises in the NFL that it's so baked into their DNA that they win that you can't keep them down for long. They always find ways to come back.
It's like our us Cowboys. It's baked into our – no,
here.
You let me finish. It's baked into our DNA to choke.
Oh,
there
okay.
you see.
Okay,
see?
Okay.
I was going
you,
there. I was
you
going
pulled
responsible.
The Uno reverso
that's
on
right.
me. That's
right. I got it. And by the way, I mean, who's – again, who's playing better in the NFL right now than Dak Prescott? I'll wait. Three touchdowns yesterday, 21 of 30. Bo Nix not playing better than Dak Prescott. No, there's no way. I love Bo Nix. I'm actually a big Bo Nix fan. I love Bo Nix. But Dak Prescott right now.
Bo cool knows that, ball. Different Bo, but you know what I'm saying.
Cool that guy off with some water.
When we come back, Cole, we had some overreactions earlier in the show that we didn't get a chance to get to. You and I will share ours and debate it out next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.